After all the indictments of the last year and a half or so in corporate America, some folks have finally gotten to trial. There are three court cases currently underway, and joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles to give us a legal update is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess. Let's start with Tyco and the trial of the former CEO, Dennis Kozlowski. It's underway in New York. He and another executive accused of looting $600 million from the company. What's new here?
Well, you'll remember Kozlowski and the company's former chief financial officer, Mark Schwartz, have been engulfed in a scandal over all the lavish spending on things like yachts and gold umbrellas and $6,000 shower curtains, allegedly paid for out of company coffers. There are also some charges of federal income tax evasion. So far, most of the testimony has centered on huge bonuses and loans paid out to the two men and other executives, and the question is whether that money was approved by the board of directors. But this case is still in its early stages and is expected to last up to 4 months.
Wow. Okay, another New York courtroom, a former banker with Credit Suisse First Boston on trial?
Yeah, Frank Cutrone. This is a guy who became famous in investment circles during the dot-com boom, made multi-millions as a banker with Credit Suisse First Boston. This case has really turned on emails that he sent to colleagues and underlings. Prosecutors say he basically encouraged them to delete their own emails at a time when CSFB was facing shareholder lawsuits and an SEC investigation.
Okay, we'll look for a verdict there. And in Pennsylvania, where former executives of the Rite Aid drugstore chain are accused of illegally inflating company profits. What's there?
Right. About $1.6 billion worth of overstated earnings at the nation's third largest drugstore chain. There are also charges of trying to cover up those overstatements by destroying and faking a slew of documents.
Other noted defendants, ImClone, WorldCom, Enron, anything there?
Actually, yes, a pretty busy court docket for next year. In the ImClone scandal, Martha Stewart's trial is slated to start in January. Enron's former CFO is scheduled to go to trial in April. Adelphia trial early next year, but so far no trial dates in the WorldCom and HealthSouth scandals. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking at how China was able to launch its first man in space today with help from Europe's space industry, not U.S. companies.
Okay, Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. She joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio.